It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Rain, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. It's Friday. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. It's rainy. I don't know. What's the weather doing here?
A little bit more rain moving in, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the cold rain that we had before.
I just want, like, sunshine.
I want water,
dude. Straight sunshine.
What about lawns?
Well, I like that, too, but I'm ready for it to warm up. It can rain, but I want it to warm up and stay that way.
You see, I am actually wanting it to wait a little longer. Now, I do love the warmth, don't get me wrong, but I want the rain.
Okay.
I want the rain. I want Colorado to be green.
Well, I'm not...
not environmental.
Green color. I'll give you that. No, I'm with you there. All right.
Okay.
Yesterday's impossible question of the day. 20% of people between the ages of 18 and 34 can't do this, and the can't do what is tell time on an analog clock. Which you're wearing one, so you can.
Yeah, but I'm not between those ages.
We didn't have digital clocks when we were kids. They hadn't been invented yet.
In fact, if you combine those ages, I'm still not in there.
No, Charlie, you can tell. You grew up that way, too. So I guess I'm sorry, folks. I'm confused.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Can I rip on the generation for a moment?
The little hand goes on the...
No, not that. One thing they also have struggled to do is obey a time clock at a job. Punctuality is not... I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of them are very punctual, but wow. A lot of them... Well, I'm there within 10 minutes. You know, you don't understand.
That isn't how it works.
No, it started then, which means you should really be there 15 minutes early.
Right. Yep.
Oh, well. Anyway, what's today's?
You're right. And by the way, these are on the Rush to Reason Facebook, or not Facebook page. Well, they are, but answer these on the website, rushtoreason.com website. This handy kitchen appliance went on sale on the 1st of April, 1889, and you'll be shocked at what this is. What is it? So this handy kitchen appliance went on sale on the 1st of April, 1889.
Whoa. If it's on the 1st of April, how do we know it's serious?
Oh, good point.
When did April Fool's Day start? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I think it's been around a while.
I do, too, but I don't know.
I think before 1889, even, I think.
Okay, so... All right, April 1st, freezers? I guess, did we have those before then?
Electricity wasn't super popular yet, so probably not. Because really, electricity didn't get popular until, widespread until the, Charlie, 1900-ish or so, probably, maybe a little after that. I mean, it was there before that, but really didn't start becoming widespread across the country as a grid is concerned until later.
So it'd have to be something without electricity.
I guess you could say it that way. Although these run on electricity, so I'm not sure exactly how that fitted in back
then.
They do today. And they may have back then. There was electricity in 1889. It's just very, you know, the way that was.
Maybe
it was a patchwork, you know, back then. Some houses were actually AC, some were DC. It was a really weird thing back in those days.
Yeah, I remember the war they were having between the two. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It wasn't the same. It was really weird.
That was a fun film, by the way.
It really was. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, well whatever
it was.
I'll
give everybody a hint, because everybody that's listened to me any length of time would know the answer, but this is the hint. I never use one of these. Even though I have them, I never use it. That's the hint. Oh, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. We'll give the answer in 5 o'clock. How's that sound?
We'll give the answer at 5.
Andy will know the answer. So, yes. All right. On today's show, we've got the movie review, Finding You, which I did go see last night as well.
Oh,
so
did
Andy
you?
Will give the review. I went and saw it as well. So we'll tag team that today. Movie rental reviews in the 4 o'clock hour will be, because in honor of Joe Biden taking us back to the 70s, we thought we would do 70s movies, which I was surprised at how many good ones there were.
Oh, the 70s was a good good decade for movies.
There's some really good movies. So,
yeah.
And let us know what your favorite 70s movie is. Also, you can text that in 307-200-8222. And then hour three, we'll talk COVID politics, some of the mask restriction lifting, I guess you could say. All of that. We'll get into that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to go. Hey, real quick, and I'm not making fun because I'm not a sticky note fan. Everybody knows that. I actually hate them. But the inventor of sticky notes died today. He was 80. And
really?
And the sticky note formula was actually found by accident. He was actually looking for something, worked for 3M, was looking for something that was much more sound as far as an adhesive goes, found this adhesive that you could keep reapplying if you would. You put it on a piece of paper or whatever, and you could keep reapplying the adhesive, you know, that item that the adhesive was on, and there's where sticky notes came
from. Oh, I think it's one of the most brilliant things ever created.
Agree. I just don't like
them. Absolutely brilliant. By the way, why don't you? I've never really thought about it. I don't like or dislike them.
Because they're overused, and I think a lot of disorganized people especially overuse them. And I just don't like them. I didn't allow them in my business.
But you don't, like, fixate on your hate for them like Liz Cheney does with Trump.
No, not quite that bad.
You don't wake up in the morning saying these things destroyed
and they have
our
a
world.
And they have a place. That's why I'm not ditzing the guy that made them at all. It's been a very useful tool over all these years. And when they're used for their intent, I believe they work very well. My pet peeve, and I have a lot of them, I know, but my pet peeve is when you walk up to somebody's computer monitor and it's literally this border of sticky notes all around the monitor. I'm like, that you're that disorganized that you got to put those all the way around the monitor? Because really, that's what that sign is to me. You're not organized enough to either remember your thoughts, write them down someplace else, have them in the computer that they're actually attached to. I mean, come on now. There's a gazillion ways to do that besides sticking them all around your monitor.
Agreed. I mean, I think it's for people who just want a few things that they need out there that they never want to forget. But yeah, I don't see it either.
Anyways.
It's messy.
Thank you. Bottom line, it's messy. All right, so we got a lot going on. And Joe and I talked about this the other day. Just throw this at you guys. And it's a tragedy. I'm not making fun on this either because it's not good when property and or lives are lost and things happen. But Joe called in the other day. We were talking about all the hoarding of gasoline that was going on the East Coast and people putting gas in everything from, you know, Tupperware containers to plastic bags. And I told Joe it's only a matter of time before there's some big accident and something goes awry.
Yeah.
And, you know, you already have seen pictures of the Hummer H2 that burned to the ground because there was 5-gallon gas cans stored inside that lit up.
Was there a death, fatality?
I didn't look to see if there was a death or anything, but, you know, you still have a complete burn down.
Oh, no, it's terrible, but.
Well, the driver lit a cigarette. Oh, that's real smart.
But the driver got out. Okay, well, good
for him.
I mean, it's horrible. You don't want to see a vehicle, but that's destruction of property, not a life. So
agree. But
you can replace the Hummer.
If they continue down that path, though, it will only be a matter of time before somebody does lose their life.
Yes.
I mean, it's really stupid the way some of these people are carrying gas around. They don't realize there's basically it's a bomb now.
I just like watching how Americans hoard everything the second
the
that
press
looks
says so.
Like we the second it looks like we won't have it for a little bit, possibly.
Like chlorine, too?
Like chlorine.
Yeah, there's a run on chlorine.
Well, I mean, was toilet paper the first one, right?
Toilet paper towels.
For the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. And then what else has been
sanitizers,
hoarded?
Hand sanitizers. You couldn't find Lysol last year at this time. You couldn't find hardly 409 or anything like that at all.
Meat. Actually, remember when meat was being hoarded?
Deal. Yes.
I didn't care because my freezer was packed, but it was kind of funny. I would go to the store and the meat was just cleared out.
Well, yeah. Speaking of meat, one last clarification.
Yes.
Somebody got all upset with us and took this out on one of our sponsors, and I really have no idea because I never said this and I've never said anything remotely close to this. Somebody yesterday accused me of claiming that if you are for vaccines and for wearing a mask, you're not a Christian. I've never in my entire life ever said anything remotely close to that.
No.
Have I?
I've never heard that one.
What I've said is it should be a choice on both of those items.
Right.
I've never said that you're not a Christian if you get vaccinated or wear a mask.
No, I
mean, nor would I say that. First of all, I don't know your heart, so how would I even go about saying that?
Where are you on vaccines? No, you've never been there. I've always been basically, I'm fine with them.
It's your choice.
I have no need of one. Yeah,
I don't
care.
Either, but it's your choice. You know, you do what you need to do for you.
Right.
If you want one and you think it's going to protect you, then great, go for it. Buy, you know, get it done, get the shot.
Well, let's take a second here, plan out our hour. I know it. I know we're going to do the movie review. Do you want me to do it when we come back, or do you want to first talk about the masks coming off when we
No,
come
let's
back?
Come back and do the movie review. I want to make sure we get that done and handled.
Okay.
So we'll talk to Dell real quick on storing of gasoline, and then we'll come back and do that movie review right after our break. Dell, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, Dell.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm reading an article today. They shut down a motel back east because they got a bad gas smell, and they called the fire department and evacuated the motel, and they found that somebody had 10 gallons of gas stored in their motel room.
So they're sleeping with it now.
Was it in an open container, yeah. Dell, like a bucket?
No, it was in a gas can.
Okay.
They said it's still,
we
still
vent,
you know,
sure.
Fumes and that.
Yeah, you can't get them completely tight. Not very bright, by the way.
Jeez.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, don't do that. That's not the way to do it.
No.
Sorry. Do not store gas that way. Yeah, not a good idea.
No.
All right, Dell, no, thanks. Yeah, good story. I didn't know that. So Mike and Aurora, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, well, this topic was still kind of early. Yeah, in our earliest days, we didn't have digital clocks. But if you remember, in the early 70s, Seiko came out with those cool-looking but crappy red LED expensive watches.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were really expensive.
Oh, man, yeah, even today, I think they're like $1,000 or something. Yeah. They didn't work well at all.
No.
And not long after that, I remember my dad and I, we bought a Panasonic clock radio that had mechanical digital flaps.
Panasonic. I had one just like
ones?
That. Yeah, that would flip
down.
They didn't
last very long. They didn't work very long.
Awesome.
But, here's a movie, a trivia question for you, Andy.
Okay.
What Roger Moore movie did he wear one of those Seiko watches?
Ooh.
Was it one of his Bond films?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, one of his Bond films.
Okay.
I do not know.
Which one?
I think it was Nobody Does It Better.
Okay. Which, by the way, was a good one.
I'll have to go check.
I have to check now.
I think he was checking out of the snow chalet with...
I think you're right.
Yeah, and he pushed his wrist, and then he took off.
With the little snow bunny.
I think you're correct. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Mike, I appreciate it. We got to run. We're going to come back to our first movie review of the day here in just a minute. Let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. We're going to interview those guys a little later in the show. So without further ado, anything you need for your vehicle, please go to klzradio.com or you can call Extreme directly at 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Hey, great weekend. If you're looking to buy a firearm, that you can do that at Franktown Firearms. Don't forget they sell ammunition, do training as well. You can sign up for classes, become a member of the range. Whatever it happens to be, they've got it all at Franktown Firearms. Again, find them at klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal: to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future, and a lot going on right now when it comes to that inflation. Where are we headed? What's going to happen next? Do you have enough accumulated? Is there something else you should be doing on top of what you're doing now? And last but not least, if you haven't heard from your financial advisor in a long time, actually in the last year, you should contact Al, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement, how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie review?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it. Okay, Notting Hill. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Notting Hill was a magical film about a star and a nobody falling in love. Can the magic hit twice? We find out in Finding You.
Your technical execution is brilliant, but there's no passion in your play.
So much for prayers. Maybe what you need is a change of scenery.
So, what brings you to Ireland?
A semester abroad program at my college. Beckett Rush.
Jeez, I've gotten this far without being bothered, all right?
What are you doing here?
Dragon!
Well, I'll be staying here for the next few months while we film. Who knows, maybe we'll run into each other in a pub somewhere.
I seriously doubt that.
Finley! Oh! I heard Beckett Rush is at the airport. Do you like him?
Not really my type.
It's so good to have you.
We're running a bed and breakfast.
Would you mind taking this to the gentleman in the corner?
You?
Are you stalking me?
Why is Beckett Rush in the dining room?
What?
Nora, dear.
Give me jam for the scone.
Yeah, sure, love.
Cheers.
I'm looking for something real.
Well, I'll be your personal tour guide. Trust me.
I don't. Is that Beckett Rush?
Come on.
If it isn't me, favorite fella.
Drinks are on me! My door, we've got a fine young fiddle player in the audience.
I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Just after you play.
No. It doesn't matter what the notes are, it's how you play them.
Finley Sinclair, you're actually not so bad when you decide to have some fun.
You're not so bad yourself.
But we don't even like each other.
We're just too different.
Definitely keep this from my parents.
It's rather obvious.
What planet do you think I live on?
These walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Do you even like being a movie star? There's the real Beckett.
She doesn't understand what I like.
We should probably keep all this between you and me. I'm just trying to protect you.
He's living two lives. He can't decide which one he wants.
If you really care about him, don't get in the way.
You just gotta trust me.
I try. Story of my life, I
take her home. He's a good boy. I can spot a bad one a mile away.
Life rarely works out the way we plan it.
You've got to learn to play the sorrow as well as the joy. You can't have one without the other.
You can't have one without the other. Okay, John, you went and saw this movie too. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to both of what our reviews on it toward the end. Let's first talk about the movie. The story is about two people and the expectations placed on them.
Yeah.
Which is really what they're both dealing with. Mm-hmm. And I think this is interesting. Example. Well, isn't this true, though, that a lot of times people find each other not because of the things they have in common in their characteristics about them, but rather what they're going through in life?
Yes.
And that's what we see. Very true. Okay. Well, Finley Sinclair, she's a young woman who's a terrific violinist, just wonderful. But her audition at a prestigious New York conservatory, though technically perfect, doesn't get her in.
No passion.
Finley decides something's missing, so she takes a trip as a foreign student to study in the place her brother once went for inspiration, Ireland. On the plane, Finley...
Ireland. Got to say it the
Ireland.
Right way, Andy. Come on now.
Ireland. Look at the Irish.
There you go.
Yes, okay. On the plane, Finley winds up sitting next to a movie star, Beckett Rush.
With a great name.
Yes, it
How is a cool name. How could you not like name. A movie with that name?
I, you know what? I think some movie stars should get that name.
I agree.
That actually works. Beckett Rush. I know you love it.
I did.
Are you going to change your name to Beckett?
No. No, I like John. I'm good.
Okay. And you'll keep the shirt on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if I look like that guy, I might take then him you off, might but that's a different story.
All right. Well, though Beckett is instantly attracted to her, Finley rejects his confidence as arrogance and just wants to focus on what she must do. She wants to be focused. But Beckett also has expectations on him. There's tons of pressure on him to make movies because, let's face it, and this is something I really like about this movie, John. It really shows us what these young stars go through
yes.
in that there are hundreds and even thousands of people relying on them to keep it together.
Yeah, because he
and to keep making those movies.
So everybody knows he and they didn't really get into it until a little later in the movie, but he was a child star that grew up and then was now doing movies in his early 20s or whatever.
Right. And so now he was like a sex symbol, early 20s star.
Right.
And everybody is relying on him. And I thought that was really interesting because they did a better job of taking you inside that world.
I agree.
Than just about any movie I've seen.
I agree.
So I like that. Well, as luck would have it, Finley and Beckett, they wind up at the same bed and breakfast. He's shooting his latest film nearby, and so, you know, that's just where they are. Beckett sees something in Finley, though. She's real. I mean, he's around people.
Genuine.
She's very genuine, and he's around people all the time who,
that are not.
Number one,
they're
it's
actors.
Their job to
that's
act.
Right. That's right.
And not just to act on the screen, but to act in public and to put out, you know, stories about themselves that aren't even true.
Right.
And he sees in her someone who's never acting, someone who is always authentic and means
doesn't
everything
have
she
to.
Says. She doesn't have
doesn't
to.
Doesn't have to.
You know, it was interesting also, she's not rail thin.
True. Good point.
She's slightly heavy set. Very pretty, of course.
Very pretty.
Yeah, very pretty, but slightly heavy set.
Not a model. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah, they didn't.
I mean, still thin, but not a model.
They didn't go with the young Bond girl
Correct.
Kind of thing that you would generally slide into this movie.
Correct.
I kind of like that.
I did too, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well.
It made her very real.
It did. He makes her a deal. He will be her tour guide in Ireland, you know, kind of help her discover what she needs to discover. And also help her find something that her brother had left for her to find. I don't want to say what it is.
Right.
And if she helps him with his lines, because he needs to practice his lines with a real human being. He's not feeling it, practicing it with the other actors. He needs a real human. And she is one, mm-hmm. so that works out well. Okay, well, along with her studies, Finley must also perform social work. And she's assigned to spend time with an elderly woman named Kathleen Sweeney. Now, Kathleen is mean, nasty, and she has a terrible, terrible image, I won't say why, all around this little town. She's been wrecked because of it. And because of this, of course, she's
hard.
Grown lonely.
She's hard.
Hardened.
She's hard.
And in upon herself. Mm-hmm. And she's in this old folks' home, very elderly, and she has given up, and you can tell.
Yep.
Well, Finley, on the one hand, has the very alive Beckett in her life, and he's this charismatic guy who also just likes being more real around her, and that's a lot of fun. But on the other hand, she has to visit with this Kathleen, who is miserable.
And she has to because she can't finish her class
right.
there if she doesn't.
Yeah, it's a responsibility.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement. Well, can Beckett help with Kathleen as well? And will Finley and Beckett fall in love? Now, that looks, for, you know, like a foregone conclusion? And most of all, will they both learn how to embrace their dreams and not other people's expectations? And that's the story of Finding You. Does that sound pretty accurate?
Yeah.
All right, what works? First of all, charming, charming, charming.
Mm-hmm.
The romance is charming. The characters are charming. Ireland is charming. Even the rain is charming. The
scenery is gorgeous.
Yes. The rain never pounds down in with gale force, and it's never so light that it just beads up on the windshield and annoys you. It's the exact right amount of rain.
It is.
Everything is charming.
I agree.
The Irish countryside is absolutely gorgeous. I felt like I was in Narnia.
It's an ad. It's an Ireland ad.
I was in Narnia.
Right?
Yes.
It's an Ireland ad, literally.
It is. Did you suddenly start hearing the whistle for Irish Spring?
I want to go there after watching this movie. I'm not joking.
Well, I've always wanted to go to Ireland
and
cool. Scotland.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievably gorgeous there. Okay, there are several feel-good scenes. Mm-hmm. The best one is when Finley learns to play fiddle, not just violin, in a pub. It's one of those show-stopping scenes that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The acting, for the most part, is solid.
Pretty good.
In the cases of the elderly actors, it's fantastic. They blow the lid off. They're wonderful. A really neat look into the world of young actors with the weight of the world on them. I mentioned that before. I like it. Not preachy at all.
No.
Just a story. The message is be you, not what they want. Be yourself. You got to discover yourself. Okay? And by the way, because that's who God made you to be, is you. He didn't make you to be them. And I just think that's a very good message. The best relationship is actually not between Finley and, I'm sorry, what's his name again? Beckett.
Beckett, yeah. Beckett.
Come on, your name, your new name. It's not between Finley and Beckett. The best relationship is between Finley and Kathleen, the elderly woman. Hmm. By the way, that's Vanessa Redgrave putting in a lights out performance. I mean, just tremendous. Some reviewers were disappointed to see too few sparks between Finley and Beckett, but that was part of the charm.
Yeah,
you see,
fine.
Well, here's the thing. The whole point was this famous actor was not wanting to take advantage of a girl and move too fast. He wanted to be good because he really is a good guy.
He really liked her.
Yeah, it's not like he's never made mistakes in life. He has, but he didn't want to just be the star taking advantage of the starstruck girl. And by the way, she wasn't starstruck. Saoirse Monica Jackson is the closest thing to a Notting Hill-style comedic character, and that's the younger girl who is at the bed and breakfast. Yep. Nobody else really hits, but she does. She's just right in the role. And finally, this is kind of a weakness, so let's go into what doesn't. I'm going to jump right in. Finley lacks the personality. You know, in Notting Hill, the thing that really made it was the main character, Hugh Grant, had this self-deprecating magnetism. And you just couldn't get enough of him. He was hilarious. He was so interesting. Finley is very likable, but not magnetic. She's just, you know, she doesn't have a lot of personality. Rather flat character. Beckett is much more interesting. And Kathleen, of course, is fantastic. And the elderly gentleman who plays the fiddle is fantastic. But Finley is just kind of there. She's kind of a straight man. And these other characters are circling around her. The pacing, it's too slow in developing several parts. The movie should have been about 15, 20 minutes shorter. Not a half hour shorter, but it should have been a good 15 minutes shorter. The humor, here's the biggest problem. This is a rom-com without much of the com.
Yeah, there was not a comedy.
No, the humor is off. When the characters
I wouldn't call it a rom-com, actually.
I would not either.
It's a love story.
It's supposed to be, and you could tell, here's the thing, at many points it was trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
When the character,
didn't accomplish it.
No, when the characters are being, let me ask you this, when the characters are being serious, the acting is smooth, focused, and compelling.
Mm-hmm.
When they attempt humor, it's forced and awkward.
Yeah, it was not great.
And I'm not even putting that as much on the actors as the directing.
They didn't write it well either, as far as that goes.
No.
There wasn't enough comedy in it, period.
No, Notting Hill was loaded with comedy, and that helped move the story. Bam, 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 bam.
Agreed.
Notting Hill was actually a touch longer than this movie and felt much shorter. Okay. Also, the humor writing, as we said, was flat. Funny lines were rarely funny. Here's a biggie. It was very, very, very formulaic, which means you pretty much know what's coming every step. I mean, there were no surprises in this movie, virtually none. And if they were mild, you know, because, well, gee, it could go this way or that, but virtually none. This thing was by the numbers.
Some with the elderly lady. There were some surprises there. That's about all.
Right. And that's what I was thinking of. That was the closest it came, mm-hmm. but that was about it. And finally, as I said earlier, the lead character lacks personality. Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 69%. I agree. I give it 3.5 stars.
That's better than I thought you'd give it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising. Yeah.
I was figuring you'd do like a 2.5.
No. No, 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 no. I found it far too charming.
Okay.
And I found her interactions with the elderly woman be far too good. Mm-hmm. I thought that brought the movie alive.
I liked it.
I thought it added a lot of depth and substance to the movie. The reason I couldn't take it above 3.5 and why some reviewers took it far below is because, look, this is going to be rated against Notting Hill, which is unfair, I know. Notting Hill is a dramatically better movie. It's
sure.
so much funnier. You care more about the characters. Each scene moves better. There's no dragging. This is not on that level. However, no. This is far too charming and compelling, and you have far too many good characters, especially the elderly ones, to give it a bad grade.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend seeing this movie. Political, I happily give it 3 stars. It didn't say a darn word about anything, and I loved it for that. And finally, moral religious, I actually give it 4 stars. I love the core message of finding out who you should be and not the others. And let me throw in one more thing. I just like the music. Okay.
Yeah,
one more thing I really liked, John, that brought it up for me was I loved how they showed the difference between violin playing, which is flawless, but is too smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Irish way of
the fiddle playing,
stunted, mm-hmm. jilted kind of.
We have that here. I mean, that's the difference between somebody playing a fiddle
country
for country music versus sure. playing it for an orchestra.
Right. And it was interesting, though. It was fun. And mm-hmm. I liked how they showed that difference and fleshed it out.
Agreed.
There you go. What do you think?
I give it a 4.
Okay.
Because I liked it a lot. I agree. It's not Notting Hill. And although it has been a long, long time since I've watched Notting Hill, so I really didn't compare it to that. The other thing that I found in the movie, you're spot on with everything, but I'm going to add one more thing that I think the movie shows. That is also seeing the best in people.
Yep.
And redemption.
Yeah, definitely.
Redemption, forgiveness, however you want to say it. The two aren't synonymous.
And we don't want to give it away anymore.
No, I don't want to get any more of it because it gives part of the movie away if I do. But a lot of great messages in the movie. The best part about this movie, you can take anyone in the entire world you want to go see it.
Sure.
Doesn't make any difference who it is.
PG.
They could be 5 or 85.
Yes.
They could be a Christian or an atheist. They could be a male or a female. It doesn't matter. Very few people will find this movie not fun to watch.
Yeah, well, let me back off from one word, fun. I think this movie is enjoyable and very fulfilling to watch. Fun, I need more humor or action or something that is. Look, let me put it this way, John, and I think you're going to agree with this. If I give a movie 4 stars, that's a movie I want to see again. I have no desire to see this again, but I feel good having seen it. I'm glad I saw it, but I'm not going to want to see it again. It's just
I wouldn't pay to go see it again, but I'd watch it again on when it comes out on whatever Netflix or whatever. I'd watch it again.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
I won't go see it in the theater again. It's not that good.
But I did like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found
right now
her,
with everything that's out there, it's one of your top picks, by the way,
those
of you
definitely.
That are out there listening, with knowing what's at the theaters right now.
Well, in fact, I'm going to put it number 2 right now to Nobody.
If you just want to go watch a good movie, not be bored and not worry about what's in the movie and not worry about who, for example, those of you that are thinking, hey, can I take my kids to it? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's just it. You can take anyone to it. It's a nice date movie.
It's a perfect date movie,
I think,
by the way.
We would both agree that Dan would have cried several times.
Probably.
Yes.
I mean,
especially toward the end.
And I will say, maybe that's why I'm a little more...
What a performance by Redgrave.
But. And maybe the reason I like it a little more than Andy is because there's one scene in it that I can very much relate to after just going through what I went with my brother.
True. Very true. And I can see where that would be more personally disarming mm-hmm. for you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. My thing is this, if I'm looking at it for everybody, not somebody who's been through that recently.
Right.
I think for most people, they're going to expect a lot, not a little, but a lot more comedy from what is supposed to be a rom-com.
It's not a rom-com. So at all. First of all, it's in the wrong genre because it's not that.
Yeah, drop the com.
Yeah, take that out of it because it's not.
And I think they could have made her a more disarming, interesting character.
I agree. And by the way, I think she's got the talent to do so. She just didn't get written correctly.
I totally agree. But the thing I loved the most about it, John, though, was her when she was playing the violin.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds silly, well, because I would never want to go watch an orchestra. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, but I loved it.
The fiddle was great.
Didn't you love watching her mm-hmm. when she was doing it? And when she was – the scene in the bar was one of the best – at least I'm going to say it so far
that
this year.
That and the dance both were good.
Yeah, so far – I like the dance, but for me the scene in the bar where she learns mm-hmm. to play the mm-hmm. fiddle with this guy – for me this year, that's the best scene of the year so far, and I'm even putting it above any single scene in Nobody, which, by the way, I thought was a better film.
I'll have to think about that.
Nobody's my favorite film of the year so far. I mean, would you agree on that?
No, better movie.
Yeah.
A more fun movie.
Yeah. But that scene in the bar where she learns how to play fiddle.
And I didn't think about this yesterday.
Was great.
Or watching it last night, Andy. Is there any bad language in it?
They have a little, and that's it.
It's not much, though.
No.
Again, it's a movie. It's PG. I mean, it's a movie you can take anybody to go see.
Yeah, it's mild bad language, and there ain't much of it. So this is an easy movie that you can take anyone to and not worry about it.
And the scenery is fabulous.
I will say this, though. Some young people, though, are going to be disappointed because they're going to go, and they're going to be bored.
Probably.
I mean, you're not going to take Dan's sons to this movie.
Probably not. If you're expecting a lot of passion and that sort of stuff when it comes to, two people falling in love and so on, this isn't the movie.
No, and I liked how they backed off of that. I liked how they kept it more pure, not just because, I'm a Christian and I like that, but because it was because of the restraint he was trying to show. He wanted to be mm-hmm. not the guy that everybody thinks he is. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. The other... which I was surprised at because he's actually a pretty decent actor, but there was something about maybe just his character, maybe just me, but Tom Everett Scott, who plays the dad.
Yeah, I loved him.
I thought he was awful.
Really? I thought he was perfect in it.
I thought he was awful.
He was a jerk.
He was a jerk, but...
but I thought
even
he did
some
it
of
just
the acting
right.
wasn't that great.
Look, I thought the lines that were written for him were dumb and weak.
Be.
I thought they were very... but this is part of what brought it down for me from... being a really good movie. I thought a lot of the lines that were written for him were terrible. I thought the lines that were supposedly going to be funny for the couple that ran the bed and breakfast
right.
were not well written. I thought there was some bad writing in it.
No, I agree with that.
And by the way, the young guy who plays Beckett, he's a fine actor, but every time they tried to do humor, he looked awkward. It's like he was trying to act funny, and it wasn't working. Hmm. But every time he went back into serious or romantic, he was lights out.
Hmm. Agree. Anyways, there you go, folks. Go see it. It is a movie worth seeing, especially if you find yourself with not a lot to do and you want to go do something different, get out of the house, whatever. It's now that you don't have to. I don't know exactly what the movie theaters are going to do with masks. We'll talk about some of that in 5 o'clock hour.
I think you'll have a pleasing time and feel good.
Great way to say it. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back after this. Guys at Extreme are going to join us here in a minute as well, by the way. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is up next. And as I say always, please get your estate in order today. It's really not that difficult to do. Call Michael, 720-394-6887.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
A good shop is next, folks. And as we look outside right now, in fact, one of the things I thought about as I was coming down today is, man, that looks like hail. I hope it's not going to, because anytime you start seeing sort of that yellowish, greenish sky, it's like, oh boy, is a hail coming this afternoon? It was a reminder to me that if it does, or should say when it does, and if you get caught in that, and you find yourself needing to repair the vehicle, a good shop can help you with that. They do all the full collision repair, including hail dent removal, things along those lines. You name it, they can take care of you. 720-541-7697. Don't forget about the free estimating tool they have on their website, and you find it by going to klzradio.com.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Welcome back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. With me now, we have Dave from Extreme Auto Repair. Dave, how are you today, sir?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You guys getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend that's not that far away?
We definitely are. Absolutely.
I'm sure things are, I know from my past experience running shops, that was a very busy time of the year. So my recommendation to all of you listening is if you've got something you need done before the weekend, I would suggest you call and get going. Dave, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of folks putting new tires on, brakes, stuff like that, getting ready for road trips, going out to see some different sites over the weekend.
Awesome. You know, the other thing too, Dave, and I've been talking about this pretty nonstop for the past several weeks, and you know as well as I that, you know, new car prices are extremely high right now. In fact, it's hard to even find anything on a lot in stock, and even if you do, you're going to pay sticker price or above, which means used car prices are at an all-time high, which where I'm going with this is cheapest thing for folks to do right now is keep the car they have running. And by the way, it's now one of those things where, you know, it's never I never call a car an investment, but it is transportation. We need it to go from A to B. It is a depreciating asset. But right now, it's at an all-time high, which means putting some money into your old car to keep it running even another, you know, 2, 3, 4 years is probably the best advice I could give them, Dave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with the pandemic going on, there's a shortage of new car electronic chips and stuff like that. So, you know, we're definitely seeing an influx of people wanting to maintain their vehicles.
What's the parts supply like right now, Dave? I mean, can people expect a pretty good turnaround on things, or are there things that they could expect a delay on? And again, why we want to get things maintained and up to speed, because, you know, we don't want to rely on a part to, you know, to get us going if we don't have to. But what's parts supplies like right now?
Part supply is actually pretty good. Usually it's a day or two turnaround. The biggest issue that we're having is some waiting time on catalytic converters, but just making sure you're on time with scheduled maintenance and all that can help prolong the life of those catalytic converters.
Folks, I cannot stress enough, and I've said this, again, for the past numerous months, not just weeks, but months, that maintaining your current vehicle is the best way to keep your vehicle up and running, B, the best way to save money. And right now, as we've already talked, it's becoming harder and harder to find either a replacement car for what you own or even a new car to replace what you have. So best thing to do is keep what you have going. Dave, you know, what kind of turnaround time right now can we expect? You know, somebody calls, Memorial Day weekend's heading up. It's really just 2 weeks away. It's not that far out there. And really, I would suggest if folks want to get something done, they do it next week, not the week after. What's turnaround time like right now?
John, from walking in the door to walking out the door with your vehicle, we're looking at probably two to three days.
Okay. So, folks, you need to be planning on that now. And I say that because I know, Dave, just from talking to other shop owners around the country, it's a very, very busy time of the year right now. Things have really – in a way, opened up. People are traveling again. They're going places. There's still a lot of folks that are, I think, either fearful and or, you know, monetarily wise, just want to drive versus fly, which, you know, I can't blame them. Go see the country. There's nothing wrong with that. Best way to do that, again, is hop in the vehicle, keep things running, maintained. The other thing, too, that gets added to the list right now as well is there's a lot of folks out there listening that have, you know, trucks or RVs or things along those lines. They're going to go camping for the first time. You know, got to get the trailer out. What do you suggest on that, and will you handle some of those things they need along those lines?
As far as RVs go and trailers and all that, we can definitely handle the mechanical aspects. So we're talking brakes, oil changes, fluids, stuff like that, all the preventative maintenance stuff.
Okay, so if you've got a travel trailer, you need wheel bearings packed, brakes done, things like that, you can handle all those things.
We can handle them.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, so those of you listening, keep that in mind. If you've got a travel trailer, you know, even a pop-up, anything along those lines, and you want some work done on it, you don't have to go back to the RV dealer because I'm sure those guys are booked solid right now as well. You can take that into extreme, get those things handled that way as well. And Dave, it never fails. Every single time I go up the pass, up I-70, there's something, you know, trailer, vehicle, whatever, on the side of the road with some sort of a problem. And I look at that and think, you know, I'm not trying to be critical, but all of those are avoidable.
For the most part, yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's that rare case. I get it where things happen and it's beyond anybody's control. But I also know from being in the industry as long as I've been that the majority of those are controllable and avoidable. It's coming in and seeing you guys on the front side to make that happen.
Yep. I cannot stress regular routine maintenance.
It is the best way to, A, keep yourself out of the shop. And, Dave, what I used to tell people, too, and I think this is something we need to remind folks of, you know, maintenance can be planned. Repairs become a crisis. And I used to say that all the time. You know, nobody likes a crisis. It's much easier, cheaper. It's more palatable. It's not a crisis. You know, having the vehicle in for normal maintenance that you can plan around is a lot different. It's 1,000% different than having a breakdown in a crisis now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's much easier to plan for that.
Yep. So, folks, do that today. You know, best way to do it is just go to, you know, klzradio.com, find Extreme there. Or, Dave, they can find you direct. What's the phone number at Extreme?
303-841-1071.
All right. Any other deals going on when it comes to tires, rebates, anything along those lines?
We sell tires at cost. We're a Cooper tire dealer, and we can get you really competitive prices on Cooper tires.
I'm going to add one more thing to that too, Dave, that we probably should have said a moment ago. Those of you with the travel trailers and even the pop-ups, please, please, please check tires, not just for the tread depth itself, Dave, but for weather cracking, for the date code itself. Those are things that you guys can do for them because even though the tire may look very good on that trailer, it may not be.
Absolutely.
So get that in, guys, to Extreme. Get that checked out. You know, Dave, we make it sound like the holidays, you know, a long way away. But really, if you think about it, we've got 5 days next week. Nobody wants to be picking up their car the Friday before Memorial Day. So really, we got 5 days and probably, you know, 3.5 to 4 the next week. So it's not that far away at all.
Yep. It's coming up quick for sure.
So, guys, get in. Get to Extreme Auto Repair. Dave, is there anybody specific they need to call, talk to? How do you want them to do that?
They can call that main number that I gave you. They can talk to myself or Mike. We're the ones up front.
Perfect. All right. Dave, as always, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the partnership. Really wishing you guys, everybody at Extreme, a great Memorial Day weekend. It is really, in Colorado anyways, it's the start to summer. And, you know, I'm anticipating a really great summer here of tourism, travel, and all of that. And, folks, get the vehicle in, get it repaired, maintained, taken care of. Dave, I always appreciate you guys' time. I can't stress that enough. I really do. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the way you treat all of our listeners and customers. I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
John, we appreciate you guys, too.
All right, Dave, have a great week, great weekend, and a great Memorial Day as well. Guys, that's Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071. Dave, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, sir. All right, folks, on top of all of what I just said about Extreme Auto Repair, something I learned today from Novus Auto Glass is there is potentially going to be some glass shortages coming down the pike on windshields. So what I'm telling you there is if you've been putting off getting a windshield replacement because of who knows what, I would get in, get that done. The other thing that I can see coming already down the pike is it has to do with inflation. Prices are going to rise. So I would say get in, get things handled. I know some of you say, well, my insurance company will handle all of that. Well, maybe, Maybe not. It depends on what those increases are, what they've come from, and not all of the insurance companies right now are absorbing all of those costs. So here's my point. Get that windshield done now. Don't delay. If it needs repaired, get that handled as well. The sooner you get these things done, the better off you are. And don't forget, Novus Auto Glass will be joining us tomorrow on Drive Radio as well. Go to the KLZradio.com website. Click the little link there where you can fill out the form. Get the free windshield band-aids, the stickers, if you would. We've had lots of you participating in that. We send those out free of charge. So if you want some of those where you can actually fix the repair prior to them actually being able to fix it in full, this protects the pit, which then gives them a better opportunity to fix that windshield correctly. Call, or I should say, go to the website, get that handled today so they can ship those out to you. If you want a location near you to get any work done at all, go to rushtoreason.com, look for the Novus link, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got about a minute or so left here of this first hour. Good news, Andy.
Yep.
Costco is now not requiring you to wear a mask, providing you've been vaccinated, although they're not going to ask you if you've been vaccinated, so it's an honor system as far as that goes. And Walmart. Walmart just ended its mask requirement in their stores nationwide.
Well, it's long overdue.
I agree.
You know, how long does it take for these people and for Biden and Polis to finally look at the facts? Texas led the way. We owe all this to Texas.
And Florida.
But Texas really, you know, when they drop theirs and everybody can watch the numbers over the next 6 weeks.
You're killing people.
You're Neanderthals. Really? Okay. The numbers went down. Everything that those governors predicted came true. Everything that Polis and Biden predicted came false.
That's right. Have not.
Yep. Everything. I mean, you couldn't be more wrong, John. You could not possibly be more wrong in a prediction. And these people are leading us. And now they're acting like they're giving us these wonderful privileges.
Yeah, they've been ours all along.
It's like, you imbeciles. Right. The numbers said all along we should have had this, and it never did any good. You locked us down for a year. Polis, and you destroyed a state.
Yeah, we destroyed a lot of states' economies.
Yeah.
And a federal one to boot.
Colorado went from 6th in unemployment to 35th.
Well, we went to number one economy.
Yep.
As a state.
What are we now?
We were 42 last time I checked.
Jeez, doesn't surprise me.
We went from 1 to 42.
Unbelievable. A state that always has money flowing in from everywhere. That's why we're always at near the top. Doesn't matter who the governor is.
Agree.
He took us to 42.
Again, we'll talk more about this in the 5 o'clock hour. But, yeah, if you haven't heard those announcements, you can now go to Walmart maskless. You can go to Costco without a mask. It's an honor system, you know, as far as the vaccine goes. And, again, I said this when we first opened up today. I've never said that you're not a Christian if you wear a mask or get a vaccine. What I've said is it's a personal choice, and that's what I want it to be and stay.
Of course.
Been saying that for the past year plus.
Where did that come from? That's
no
hilarious.
Idea. I
think I've never heard anything.
Andy, I think it comes from when people listen, they want to hear what they want to hear, not what's actually being said.
Well, you know what? It's been such an emotionally charged environment. I guess that happens.
All right, we got hour number two coming up. We're going to do movies from the 70s. Text us, tell them what your favorites are. You can call us as well, but we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.